is you started to try to, you were also interested in the negative effects of prayer and the power of that. Talk about that a little.
What we did was, is that when we got into this, and I must say that the name of the organization I got in contact with was Spindrift Research, and it happened that it's formed right here in the Chicago area. Two of my friends started it. They were Christian Science practitioners, a father and son, Bruce and John Klingbeil, and they also had a strong scientific background, and they were similarly to me trying to find connections between a person's experience and what could be proved in a more utilitarian way so other people could see it. Because a lot of people make a lot of psychic claims and spiritual claims, but there's very few people who can back it up. So they wanted to test the prayer. And so we found a way to do it by having people from different religions and backgrounds come in and pray for plant systems, the plants at a very early age of their development. And it gets back to this youthful thing, too. Just like I am, and we were talking a little bit earlier, and I just read some research recently about this, that it's apparently when a person is young and they're flexible and their mind isn't cluttered yet with things, this is the time they're most receptive to learning things and having psychic experiences and spiritual experiences. And it seems like that when people get older, they suppress these things. And what we want to do is, and the Klingbeils were interested in that, is have that youthful openness all the time. That helps prayer, that helps psychability. And they applied this to the experiments in the sense that the plants, they found out that earlier in the stages in the plant life that was prayed for, the more responsive they were to thought and prayer. It's a very interesting thing. So the plants themselves had a youthful sense to them.
Yeah, in fact, I often used to make note of the fact that I would often receive what I would categorize as a blessing on a day when I hadn't been particularly good. And then I would notice that on some days where I had been really, really good, some terrible things would happen. And I started to question about whether there was actually a relationship between the good things that would happen to me and either my state of mind that day or the way in which I was connecting to the divine. And so I've sort of been curious about that whole a kind of an ongoing experiment too. But I'll put that aside for the moment because you mentioned the Klingbeils, and I think it's important that we unpack that a little bit and talk about who you were talking about there, who started this organization, because they were doing research into prayer. But how were they doing it? I mean, you mentioned the plants. I mean, were they being funded? Was this part of the university?
We were funded through our own pockets. We've certainly applied for a lot of research grants. We never got it. We even had a couple of professional people write things for us. We were interested in testing a lot of things. Well, what we did to test is that we did test plants that were put under some kind of stress, like overwatering, too little watering, too much sunlight on them, ultraviolet rays. Something was in the soil that was affecting them. We had people pray for the plants, and a computer would be hooked up and taking weight measurements and different kinds of measurements. And we were able to find that some people, in fact, were able to normalize the plants and bring them back to a normal range through their prayers and thoughts. And so we thought we were really onto something there, and we had done these thousands of times. Along with that, we found people that could not do it, and along with that, we found people who actually did more damage with their thoughts and prayers than they did them good. So this was kind of an interesting discovery.
Yeah, how would you establish that scientifically? Would you ask them to pray negatively, to ask God to smote the plant, or?
Yeah, very very funny, and also something funny too. We also tested a couple of atheists, which is kind of funny, but. What happened is that we had some people with an unintentional attitude that would affect the plants negatively, and then for testing purposes at other times, we did bring people in that had rather aggressive thoughts, and they intentionally did negative things with plants. But on the unintentional ones, let me cover that first. The two prayer styles that Spindrift isolated, and in fact, probably people have heard about the Spindrift research through the years through these two prayer styles because the Klingbeils categorize them. One is called goal-directed prayer, which theologically is normally called petitionary prayer when you're asking for a specific outcome.
Right.
And we found, Ayan, that often that's can be a disastrous prayer. You really have to watch what you ask for, because a lot of people ask amiss. They ask for the wrong things, and it has an effect. So goal-directed prayer is a little iffy. You have to be careful with it, because your motive can really turn it upside down into something bad. So here's how it worked in the experiment. If somebody had a goal to affect the plant that was being prayed for, whatever kind of plant it was, we had different kinds of grasses, wheat, we had yogurt, yeast cells, all kinds of different plant systems that were prayed for. They may have had a conception in their own mind of what that plant needed. They weren't told what it needed. They just thought it had a problem, you pray for it. So they would make something up in their mind and project it on the plant like a goal. It's a goal, I want this plant to do this, that. So they ended up affecting the plant at a distance, psychically and prayerfully, but they were doing more hurt for it than they were helping it, because they were putting out their own agenda, what they thought the plant needed. Now we want to contrast that. The other style of prayer that Spindrift tested is called non-goal-directed prayer. This is where you try to get your ego and your agendas and what you want to happen out of the way, so the prayer and the divine can come in and flow toward the plant and meet the needs of the plant, aside from what you think it needs. That's a very hard way to do things. But
that makes perfect sense. In a way, it says one petitionary prayer. Traditionally, the criticism of petitionary prayer is if you can boss around God through your petitions, then you are God. If God does your bidding, which we call the God as valet model.
Or
if God will,
you say God as Santa Claus.
Well, okay, exactly. But is God as valet, as we used to call it in seminary, if you're doing that, then you are directing God. That makes you more powerful than God. And it is something which, although people are encouraged to ask for things in prayer, that caveat of which you speak is to then also to let go of it at the same time, to say, this is what I would like. However, I want to make a point to say, that thine will be done, not my will be done, and that's the goal. The goal is to let go, to perhaps express it, but not to make that the goal of the prayer, is
you
to
could
like
say that the
twist
goal
God,
is
God's
thy will
arm
be done. That would be fine.
Right.
That's a fine kind of goal to have.
Right.
Yes, because what you're doing is you're not outlining what's going to happen. And we all want to do this. And we all have a wish list of things we want. And you're right. You got it. So if somebody can qualify their prayer as, this is what I want to happen, but thy will be done, then you're on safe ground.
Right.
And we called non-goal-directed prayer thy will be done prayer. And
right.
We found the people who came in and did that, interestingly enough, brought the plant systems back to a normal range. And the people praying, unless they were really involved in the experiments and knew all the details, generally did not know what the needs and norms of the plants were that were being brought back to normal. So it was a pretty strong indication that non-goal-directed thought brings a system around. And the job of the prayer is to affirm the identity of the plant, but they don't know what's happening inside the plant, but the measurements show that, in fact, something is happening.